Are you willing to let your company track you to prevent the spread of COVID-19? Oh, I'm sorry, it's probably not actually a choice. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. By now, you have likely heard a lot about digital contact tracing. Basically, apps that tell you if you've been close to someone who has COVID-19 who also has one of these apps. Apple and Google, for example, are launching an app together next month. Now, there are big concerns about privacy and effectiveness, and so far, apps like this have been voluntary. But they might be required soon, not by the government, but by your company. The global consulting firm PwC is actually selling a new suite of health tracking products that includes an automatic contact tracing tool. David Sapin is with the Connected Solutions Division of PwC. He says companies need to track the health of their employees, and they want to.
This is a technology that we've been working with for the past 3 or 4 years. Over the past 6 weeks, we've modified that technology and tailored it for this specific use case. First and foremost, so that we could solve an issue that we ran into at the beginning of the pandemic, which is how could we as a firm better identify and more quickly identify those employees who came in contact with someone with COVID? We quickly determined that this is something that we could take out to our clients. We do intend to deploy this ourselves once we're back in the office.
Does it seem likely, though, that companies will just mandate it? I mean, it does seem like it's almost one of the conditions in terms of risk management for people to get back into a big building full of people.
I think people have gotten more comfortable, certainly with our solution and the discussions that we've been having in terms of the technology controls that we've put in place to really limit the privacy invasion. But then I think also people are beginning to realize you're going to need to have something like this in order to come back into the workplace. I think this is one thing that if you want to work from home and continue to work from home and that's okay with your job responsibilities, that's fine. But if you're going to come back into the workplace, you need to accept having this type of an app on your phone.
What are the privacy safeguards?
The tracing is only happening within the building itself. The other thing is, as you and I are in the office together and we both have downloaded the app, all the app is seeing is the ad ID on your phone and the ad ID on my phone. So it's completely anonymized in that sense. So if I was the employee that notified HR that I had COVID, it would associate my name with the ad ID on my phone. It would identify all the other phones that I came in contact with over the past 14 days out to 45 days. And then it would associate those ad IDs on those phones with the employees' names. HR would then take that data and notify those folks. The minute that HR clicks out of that screen, the association of the name with the phone and with the ad ID and the proximity data is completely erased.
How are you worried about the accuracy of self-reporting, especially since testing isn't that widely available?
Yeah, I mean, it's not perfect. This is right now, it's going to be dependent on people coming in as they have now and letting folks know either they've gotten some testing with their doctors or whatever it may be. So it's, like I said, this is not a prophylactic in terms of keeping people out. This is the use case here is how can HR, when someone has notified that they have come down with COVID, how can they more quickly and more precisely identify those employees who came in contact with that individual? But until we get better testing and all this stuff, I think we're going to, it's going to continue to be an evolution with how accurate and how quickly we can identify people within the building who have COVID-19. Even the issue right now with some of the thermal recognition sensors as people walk into a building is, people could be completely asymptomatic when they come in and then still be spreading the virus around. So we just feel like there needs to be some mechanism in place to identify those folks that came in touch with someone who is down the road, let them know that they came in, that they contracted COVID.
So you just announced the availability of this product. How is demand?
I'm losing my voice. Interest has been very high. It's been an incredible response from our clients.
How sensitive is the Bluetooth technology? That's been the other question about that capability that you hear stories about people riding on trains through towns. And because Bluetooth has such a wide range, like, is there a possibility that you'll be getting people from the sidewalk outside the building?
But this is the special sauce that we have with this solution. So you hear some of the stories that said if I'm sitting in one room and somebody else is sitting in the room next door, our Bluetooth might be beaconing off each other. what we do with our looking at these ambient signals. So I said, like, the other aspect of our solution is it turns into an observer of signals. And what that does is each space within a building has a sort of unique signal fingerprint. It's looking around and looking at all the Bluetooth and the Wi-Fi routers. And so that adds another layer of specificity in terms of proximity. So once again, if you and I are standing in a room together, our phones are going to beacon off each other, but our two phones are also observing the same signals at the same time. So if when that scan runs through, it'll say that David and Molly's phones were seeing the exact same signal, so they must have been close to one another. So that gives us a higher level of accuracy with the proximity.
So I wonder, there's a sense that this is technology that could be useful from a public health perspective, but relies on uptake. Like, do you think we're going to find ourselves in a position where companies have incredibly valuable public health data as a result of using their employees, you know, probably being mandated to use this app? And then is there a mechanism for either sharing or not sharing that data?
I don't know whether this is going to solve the societal issue in terms of the uptake piece, but I think it can actually have a big impact. Because if you think about, you know, thousands and thousands of employers implementing something like this, while it may not work at a societal level, if you can get a high level of adoption at a corporate level, think about the impact on the numbers of employees who you're doing a better job of identifying who's been in contact with someone with COVID. So I think it can have a significant impact there. In terms of the data, really the only data that we're collecting really is that proximity data, and providing a tool back to management to be able to more precisely and quickly identify those folks that have come in contact with someone. The other data that companies will have, but they might have had this anyhow, which is on our dashboard, they will know how many employees at any one time have COVID and how many other employees have been potentially impacted by those employees, so that you get a sort of dashboard view. But because that's anonymized at that level, I don't know how much that's going to help from a broader health perspective. Like I said, to me, the biggest value proposition is if you get, you know, thousands of companies using this type of approach, I think it's going to have an impact on their communities, because I think it's going to slow the spread of COVID within their work environment and within their workforce, and also have that impact outside the workforce in the surrounding communities.
David Sapin is a principal at PwC. What do you think? Are you willing to accept having this type of app on your phone? Email me and let me know at mptech@marketplace.org or tweet me at Molly Wood. And now for some related links. The Financial Times reported Wednesday that India has now made it mandatory for government employees to download and use a contact tracing app there. The government released its own app called Bridge to Health earlier this month and has asked Indian citizens to download it. The FT says it had been downloaded about 75 million times as of this week. Most experts believe that in order for them to be effective, digital contact tracing apps have to be downloaded by between 50% and 70% of the population, which in India is at minimum like 600 million people. In case you're wondering, it's definitely legal for your employer to require you to use a tracing app. And the legal research site jurist.org says it's definitely legal for states and probably legal for the federal government to require it as well. Although it would take bipartisan cooperation at the federal level, so LOL. But as the site puts it, such measures are, quote, suboptimal. One of the barriers to digital contact tracing is trust. And in some polls, Americans have said they're far more likely to trust an app that isn't from a company. In a Reuters poll put out Wednesday, more than half of respondents said they either don't have a smartphone or wouldn't use apps put out by Google and Apple for contact tracing. And here's what else we're watching in tech. Hey, you know who's not having a very tough time during this pandemic? Facebook. The social network reported earnings Wednesday, and the upshot is it's benefiting handsomely from lots of people being stuck inside swapping news and live streams and pictures of what it used to be like to go on spring break trips. User growth is up double digits on a daily and monthly basis. And despite a dip in advertising, Facebook said the dip has flattened and expects it to stay at about the same level for the second quarter, too. Microsoft also beat estimates Wednesday and said the coronavirus so far, quote, had minimal net impact on the total company revenue. Today, Apple and Amazon and Twitter report, which should be interesting. But so far, big tech, at least, is humming along just fine. And finally, one last little note from me. We are, of course, a nonprofit news organization supported by you, people who listen and value what we do across the shop. And lately, you guys have been listening and valuing and donating and making us feel like this work really matters. Jacob in Auburn, Alabama, wrote in and said, between Marketplace, Marketplace Tech, and Marketplace Morning Report, I feel more informed about current events and how those events are shaping and being shaped by this new economy. Because of the comfort I receive from the new daily Make Me Smart segments, I wanted to support Marketplace and public journalism generally for all the hard work they're doing to keep the public knowledgeable about how people are being affected by COVID-19 and the effects it's having on the economy. Thank you for all you do. And so thank you for supporting the show and all our shows. To learn more or donate, visit marketplace.org/givetech. Yeah, I got my own fancy URL. And thank you again. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.